This is exercise 10.1. We're going to be comparing the sound of the G major scale and the E minor scale. The E minor is the relative minor, natural minor, for G major. They have the same key signature, which means they have the same notes. Now, the thing that's incredible, at least it is to me, is that we're going to be playing exactly the same notes in both cases, but the scales sound completely different, even though they're the same notes. And of course, the reason is we focus on the E when we play the E minor scale, and the interval pattern is going to turn out to be different. It's not going to be the whole half, whole half. Okay, it's going to be whole half, whole half, whole. So let's just listen to the sound of these. This is going to be the G major scale, starting on the third string open, and we're going to play all the way up to the first string, fifth fret. So that'll be our octave. So we got G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G. G major scale. Now let's play the E minor scale. We're going to start on the second fret of the fourth string, the E there. E, F sharp, G, A, B, C, D, E. So that's like way different. Let me play that once without me speaking so you can hear the sound of that better. Starting with the E on the fourth string. So that's the E minor scale, relative minor to G major.